And we're going to begin reading at verse 25. And the context of this passage, well, the whole book of Hebrews is a book about, it's a message from God about how Christ has come and that the new covenant, that Christ is the fulfillment of the old covenant. And so that Christ is better than the old covenant. Christ is the fulfillment of the law. And everything that God spoke and did in the Old Testament, that Christ is the ultimate fulfillment of all of that. So the ministry of the around the tabernacle and the temple and the priesthood, Jesus now is our great high priest. And in this particular passage of Scripture, the writer of Hebrews is referring to when God gave the commandments to Moses at Mount Hermon, and that as he was there giving the law, that mountain actually shook, and the people could see smoke coming from the mountain, and they were afraid. They were afraid of the presence of God. And the writer of Hebrews here is saying, now we have come to Mount Zion. And of course, Mount Zion is Jerusalem. It's where Jesus was crucified. And so we have come to this better place. And so picking up then at verse 25, where it says, see to it then that you do not refuse him who speaks. Okay. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? At that time, his voice shook the earth. But now he has promised, once more, I will shake not only the earth, but the heavens. The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and fear, for our God is a consuming fire. We live in tumultuous times, don't we? Where things are being shaken, not only in our nation, but around the world. Things are being shaken to their very core. We, as followers of Jesus Christ, should not let these things shake us. God prophesied 2,000 years ago that these things would happen. God has told us. Jesus said that in this world there would be trouble. So when troubles come, when the shaking comes, when tumultuous times hit, do not be shaken. Understand that even though things are being shaken, our God is not shaken. That our God has a purpose, a plan, and a destiny for his kingdom. And that we are privileged to be God's children and be part of his kingdom. And that we will not, through Jesus Christ, we will not be shaken. Amen? We will not be shaken. So, in the times that we live in, don't let discouragement and fear come into your hearts. Understand, this world is going to be shaken to its very core. I don't know what's going to happen in our country. I don't know what's going to happen in our world. I do know this. We serve a good God, and God has a plan. Amen? God has a plan. And so we are part of a kingdom that will not be shaken. I want to share just a couple of words of encouragement about how do we make sure that our lives don't get shaken along with the rest of this world? How do we make sure, as people of God, how do we make sure that our lives are grounded? I just want to give you a couple of thoughts, just a couple of things just for my heart today. First of all, keep focused on Jesus. Keep focused on Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that while everything in this world will change and will be turned upside down. Jesus Christ will never change. He is the bedrock. He's the foundation that we build on. So keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Don't keep your eye. Remember how Peter, he got out there, he's walking on the water, right? He's doing this miraculous thing, but then he got his eyes off of Jesus and started getting his eyes on the storm and on the waves, and that's when he started to sink. The key there, keep your eyes on Jesus. When the storms come, when things are shaken, keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't get your eyes off of Jesus and onto all these other things going on in our world, because that's when you're going to start to feel so unsettled and so shaken. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He will not change. Amen? Yeah, he's your anchor. Keep focused on him. And then the other thing I would say is this. In order to not be shaken, make sure that you are building your life on the Word of God. When there's storms happening, when things are being shaken, the Word of God is God's compass to guide us. So we don't become disoriented. And we don't get off track. Amen? It's the Word of God. Keep in the Word of God. There's a lot of confusion in our world. I mean, you don't know what to believe anymore, right? I mean, you read this, you read that, you hear this, you hear that, and it's like you don't even know what to believe. There's so much confusion out there. There's so much deception. That's why God has given us His Word. His Word keeps us from being shaken. It keeps us on track. Stay in the Word of God. Take your cues from the Word of God. Please, by all means, folks, listen. Do not take your cues for life from Hollyweird. Please. I cannot for the life of me understand why so many people listen to these Hollywood celebrities. Look, their own lives are a total wreck and a mess, and yet people go to them for advice. Does that make any sense to you? It doesn't to me either. Take your cues from the Word of God, not from these celebrities. I even saw yesterday at one of the women's rallies in Washington, D.C., they had Madonna as a key speaker. Listen, guys, this is a woman that has built her whole career on selling her body as a sexual object. And she's supposed to represent women's empowerment? Come on! Now, please tell me, as your pastor, I need to hear this. Please tell me you're not listening to this woman. For the love of God, please tell me. She is no example of what it means to be an empowered woman. Can I tell you something? There is no greater empowerer of women than Jesus Christ. He empowers, He elevates women, He empowers women. And when I think of godly, good, empowered, courageous examples of what it should look like to be a woman, I don't need to look any further than this room. I look around this room and I say, yeah, there's a good example for people to follow. There's a good example. I look around this room and I say, thank God for the women of Bethel Church. Amen. Yeah. Amen. We don't need to look to Hollywood, please. And by the way, if you want to be an empowered person, you want to be an empowered woman, get into one of these women's Bible studies, studying about the armor of God. And become strong in your faith, strong in who you are, strong in the person that God made you to be. Amen? Yeah. So when everything is being shaken, your life will not be shaken. You're going to be building your life on the solid foundation of Jesus. And then thirdly, when I think of not being shaken, I think of this. I think of the fact that we really need each other. We really need each other. Don't ever believe the devil's lie that you don't need other people in your life, that you don't need God's people. We really, really need each other. We really do. The church should be the ultimate example to this world of what real unity and love looks like. Amen? That people who know Jesus, whether they're white or brown or black, a man or a woman, that people who belong to Jesus, we might see a lot of things differently. We might do life differently. We might look different from one another. But the reality is the blood of Jesus Christ has made us one family. We are one in Him. And in the days ahead, we are going to need each other like never before. This is a time for the body of Christ to come together and to be united and to be one. Amen? This is a time for us to come together. This is a time for God, for us to let God bring us together, to understand true love and servanthood, and for us to stand together as God's people, as God's family, in the name of Jesus. Amen? So while everything in this world, yeah, it's going to be shaken. It's going to get shaken a lot. For the next 3 weeks, I'm going to be doing a three-part series on the second coming of Jesus. So next week and then the two following weeks, I'm going to be talking about the second coming of Christ. And man, I'm just excited for this series. And in all of this, I want that series to be a reminder to us that God has a plan, that things are going to get crazy in this world, but God and His kingdom will not be shaken. Amen? God and His kingdom will not be shaken. I'm going to ask the worship.